This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up is Elon Musk, a psychopath. Aria has that story with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And we're going to continue, though, with your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind. The story Bonnie had brought in, or one of them that you brought in tonight, Bonnie, was about a teacher who's been arrested in Rancho Cordova, California, which is a city of about 65 or so thousand people, where a young man ran away from home and stayed with his friend at his friend's mom's house, and she let him. And now she's being charged with a felony plus a misdemeanor count. The felony was something about, like, holding a child without the parent's permission or something.
Hiding, concealing him.
Yeah, concealment. And then the misdemeanor charge was contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The first charge was detention of a minor with intent to conceal from a parent, which is a felony. So, you know, if it's a felony, she's probably facing 3 to 7 years in prison on this particular count. So it's a crazy story, but it led to the discussion about what do you do when you are a teenager living in a place that is not right for you, whether it's because your parents are physically abusive to you, or maybe it's because they're just mentally abusive. They are, you know, forcing. I mean, you didn't mention it, Aria, but as I understand it, you didn't have the best home life, you know, when you were younger.
I did not.
Yeah. Did you ever think about leaving?
Oh, yeah, repeatedly.
And you never did?
I did. No, I did at one point. It just ended disastrously.
Why? Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So fair enough. Would the laws be...
Not on the radio, at least.
Would the laws have been... You know, if the laws weren't as they are, would that have affected your situation at all, positively?
I don't know. I haven't really considered that aspect of things. There were a lot of other things that could have helped it a lot more than the law would have. Like, you know, just any adult in my life being a decent human being would have been a good solution at the time.
Well, that's what I was saying. The problem is, if you know a decent person, you're leaving an indecent place, and you want to find a decent place to live, decent people are afraid of, you know, what the government might do to them, right?
True.
So they're not going to help. So that's why you end up with some of the worst who are willing to take you in. Let's go to Dodger. He's on the line in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, my emancipation story isn't about really a whole lot. I am somebody that did emancipate myself at the age of 16.
Okay.
There was nothing really terribly wrong with my home life. I just, I don't know. I was ready for bigger, better things. It didn't help that I had a girl pregnant shortly after my 16th birthday. But, I mean, I was just, I guess, more mature. And I guess my mom and my stepdad had already had the conversation long before. And it was just like when the time came. And I'm like, hey.
What conversation? I'm sorry. You said they had already had the conversation.
That I wasn't going to wait till after I turned 18 to move out of the house.
Okay.
That I was going to be the conversation that I was going to emancipate myself.
So they saw this coming, and they saw it coming not because they were abusive to you, but because they acknowledged that you were mature for your age?
Yes. Okay. Essentially, that's what it comes down to. We tried to keep the state out of it, but because I was still going to school, for me to get the passes, I guess you could say, to my work permit that allowed me to work as much as I needed to, I had to actually go through the legal process of going to family court with my mom.
In your case, though, your parents did not object to your emancipation. You had their support.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say support. You know, my mom cried the day I moved out. I mean,
It wasn't.
Well, they would have done that anyway, though.
My mom cried when I moved out at 22.
So it wasn't like you were going to not talk to them again or never see them again.
Oh, no. Shoot, my boss at the one place I worked was my first roommate, big lesbian. She was awesome. We ended up hiring our mom to come clean our apartment once in a couple weeks.
So that's an unusual story. I mean, did you get any kind of sense when you were working through the emancipation system as to what other cases were like? Did you feel like your case was unusual in that most cases that are emancipation are young people trying to leave negative households and, you know, dangerous places?
Well, definitely. When you're 16, everything is negative, man. I mean, you know, having a curfew was a negative thing, and it's like, I shouldn't have a curfew.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about repressive households, violent households. Did you ever encounter any of the other people that were in the court system, or were you pretty isolated from that?
No, absolutely. You know, the people that, unfortunately, at the time I spent my time with were in a lot of those situations, and they're the ones that kind of pushed me towards emancipation. But once I actually started thinking about it, and like I said, I had the conversation with my mom and my stepdad at the time, and it's just like, you know, it just seemed inevitable that, you know, I did move in for like 2 weeks after I turned 19 between, you know, apartments. But yeah, it just kind of seemed inevitable that I wasn't going
to
wait.
All right. So when you went through the system, what was required? What did you have to show the man in the robe in order to get this thing approved?
Essentially, I just had to show him that I had income. Let him know that the work permit restrictions that the school had me on, because I still was in high school, only allowed me to work 18 hours a week.
So this emancipation thing, did that also lift that restriction? Well, because it seems like being emancipated wouldn't necessarily lift that restriction. That was something being imposed by the school, right?
Well, it was being imposed by the school, but essentially, I think the school of thought is after the age of 16, you could drop out of school anyway. So I'm not exactly sure what the school of thought was, but if I lived under my mom's roof, where it took me, the only reason that we went through the legal channels, I had to call my mom one day and say, hey, unless I have this magic piece of paper from a court, I'm still only limited to 18 hours a week I'm allowed to work. I mean, how am I supposed to pay rent and bills with that?
So emancipating yourself did get it to where you could work more hours?
Yes, yeah, it lifted that restriction as far as the number of hours. I could work as many hours as I wanted to.
Did you say what state this was?
Michigan.
Did you have to continue going to school afterwards?
I'm sorry?
Did you have to continue going to school afterward?
I didn't have to. Actually, I ended up dropping out, and I took a bunch of work-study classes and just passed all my final stuff and still graduated at the same time as I normally would have. I just I didn't have to go to class every day.
How old are you now, Dodger, if you don't mind?
I'm about to turn 40.
Okay, so now, you know, it's been 2 decades, a little more than that, since this happened. Looking back on it, do you feel like it was the right choice?
Absolutely. I mean, I manned up and the ways that a lot of people, and I'm sorry, that probably sounds really, it forced me to take on the responsibility that,
there's no better way to become more mature than to take on responsibility. I mean, I absolutely agree. Man up is the right term for that in your case.
Well, and you know, I didn't learn how to swim by just kind of sort of walking from the shallow into. No, I learned how to swim by being pushed into the deep water, and I learned to swim pretty quickly.
Dodger, thanks for calling.
I'm talking literally and figuratively, too.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you telling your story there.
Not necessarily the best way to teach someone how to swim.
No, that's right. Although some people say that there's like a natural tendency for people to just sort of know how to swim. Kind of like how dogs have the instinct.
That's how my mom taught me to ride a bike, because I was 8. I was way too old, and I was just scared to stop riding my bike with training wheels. I don't know why. And my mom was just like, this is what we're going to do. We went to the top of, like, a hill. Not like a mountain, but a hill. And it was all grass, and she just pushed me down, and I just had to start doing it. And I was so happy. Like, I was so happy that I could finally do it, because I just couldn't get over the fear until I had to.
Yeah. Wasn't that why they, like, you know, push the birds out of the nest, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Sometimes they just fall to the ground and die, though.
It's true. True. More coming up here in moments. You can join the show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
1-800-328-3610. You can bring up absolutely anything. And want you to know about BullionMax.com. It's where you can own the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. They have done a great job over many generations at keeping people's wealth up with inflation, because inflation continues. As long as the government's printing out money, they're going to your prices are going to continue to go up. And gold and silver, precious metals, have historically been a good hedge against that. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. Now, their silver starter kit is even better than before.
You get a free gold bag now, right?
Yeah, you still get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and they're going to throw in a free gold back. And the reason for that is they want people to see what this gold back is like. I mean, it's one thing to look at a photograph on the internet. It's a whole other thing to hold it in your hands and it, you know, see it catching the light in the room and watching. It's just an amazing thing. People love them. So you got to see it for yourself. And this is a great excuse to get one. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. There's only one silver starter kit per household. So if you already had one, sorry, just go ahead and order yourself some gold backs. But this is a great way to get a taste of it. BullionMax.com/FTL. As we continue here, we're going to get into Elon Musk. He is, according to a story you have here, Arya, is he a psychopath? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the odds are good. And apparently there have been studies that have been done, and maybe your story makes reference to this, but there have been studies done that show that psychopaths are attracted to, we know, political positions, right?
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Politicians are definitely like sociopathic or psychopathic, but also CEOs tend to be psychopaths more than a lot of other jobs in the world. So,
and given how much of, you know, Elon Musk and Tesla's money has come directly from government, mm-hmm. I'm willing to say that at this point he's effectively as much a politician as he is a CEO.
That's a good point.
But yes, the headline here does refer to that. It says, Elon Musk is psychopathic and manipulative. It's how he achieved great things.
Oh, where is this from, by the way?
This is coming from the Daily Star.
Okay.
Tech billionaire Elon Musk has been branded psychopathic due to having no empathy by a leading psychologist. I don't know how you can assess
not know
that.
To not know someone and know that they have no empathy?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to just go on somebody's Twitter posts or whatever. I mean, I don't know what they looked at here, but...
But even if you know them, like, if they say they have empathy, you have no way of proving they don't. Mm. And there's nothing... I sincerely doubt you're going to find any psychopath out there. Maybe one in every 1,000 psychopaths will say, yes, I feel no empathy whatsoever. I suspect the majority of psychopaths convince themselves that they do feel some sort of empathy for other human beings.
Hmm. Well, isn't one of the differences, but then correct me if I'm wrong on this, but isn't one of the differences with psychopathy that the psychopath can pretend that they have empathy, whereas a sociopath
doesn't care if you think that they don't?
But what's the difference? What's the difference between having empathy and pretending as though you have empathy if the result is going to be the same? If the result is going to be that you bend down to help the person who fell on the sidewalk stand back up, then what does it matter if you were only pretending to care?
Well, in that case, then the argument would be the psychopath is a better person than the sociopath.
Yeah, but this person is saying that they know that Elon Musk has no empathy. Or is just saying, like, how can they possibly mm-hmm. just say that they know that?
Well, the article may get into it, but I doubt they offer up their reasoning. Sure. Musk has become a divisive figure. They said decisive. They clearly meant divisive figure. In recent months, after revealing his peace proposal following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, while also restarting his bid to buy social media site Twitter.
I would argue that peace in the advocating for peace in this situation shows that empathy. You have to have some empathy, because, I mean, he could probably make a lot more money off of it.
Or it shows that he knows how to pretend to have empathy.
At least, yeah.
Or, as you were about to say, you know, it just shows that he's motivated by profit and doesn't care about people. He'll make more money if there's peace.
No, I was going to say that he could probably find a way to make more money off of, you know, the war.
That's a fair point. I mean, especially with the Starlink and all of that being promoted heavily in Ukraine because mm-hmm. of their... restrictions, or I don't remember exactly how Starlink was useful, but he did sell it to Ukraine.
Yeah, but then he actually pulled it back. He gave it away in Ukraine, but then he pulled it back from the Crimea area, right?
I don't know about Crimea, but...
That was the news article you brought up last week.
He announced that he was going to... So, okay, let me just jump back. So initially, in the first part of the Russia invasion into Ukraine, Elon Musk made headlines by providing free Starlink hardware to Ukrainian people and also the Ukrainian military. So he did that.
He did some bad things with some good then.
Right. Then later, recently, like within the last month or so, he announced that, okay...
After advocating for peace talks.
After advocating for peace talks, and a Ukrainian official told him to F off. Then Elon Musk said, well, if you want me to F off, I'll just F off and turn off Starlink. See ya. And
from all of Ukraine?
From the Ukrainian military. And so then he reneged on that, and he said that he was going to continue providing the service. After going to the Pentagon and saying, hey, look, you're getting all this service for free. Why don't you start paying me for it? And so he, after doing that, then decided he was going to continue to provide it, the service. Kim.com kind of raked him over the coals for it, and Elon Musk did actually respond to Kim.com's tweets about that. So, you know, maybe he hasn't made up his mind on this one yet, but as of right now, he is still providing, as I understand it, the Ukrainian military with Starlink service.
I don't know if you recall it, but I just would like some clarification. Did he expect that having provided Starlink to the people of Ukraine and the Ukrainian military, did he expect that because of that, the politicians would take his proposals more seriously?
I have no idea.
Because that's effectively a bribe. Or did he just say, okay, or was he just upset because he had done them a favor and they were like, look, we don't want to hear your opinions at all.
Yeah, they spat in his face.
Right. Those are two very different things.
He literally gave them billions of dollars worth of, you know, internet service for free.
Musk also took to the social media site Twitter to claim he supports notorious rapper Kanye Yee, or Ye, it's Ye.
That's so stupid.
West, despite his recent barrage of anti-Semitic comments. Well, I don't know that he was really anti-Semitic. He was just stupid, right?
Well, there have been interviews of his since that time where he has basically just straight up said, yeah, it was racist.
Well, see, I don't watch interviews with Kanye West.
I generally don't, but I came across one of them, and yeah, he was basically, it was the... Who's the guy? He was Piers Morgan, I think, was interviewing him.
Okay.
And Piers kind of was pushing him to, you know, clarify his position on it. And eventually Kanye just, I mean, I'll see if I can find the clip.
I thought Kanye claims to be Jewish. Or did he just say that Jews are black? Something like that.
I think he said Jews are black.
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, okay.
Psychologist and director of Head Honchos, Desiree Silverstone, has analyzed Musk's recent behavior, speaking exclusively to The Star and making clear that this is just a speculative diagnosis. She said the back and forth could easily be an ambivalent early attachment to his caregivers. What? Hold on. More on this.
All right, we're going to continue.
It's all about
here.
His parents.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Your thoughts on Elon Musk. Of course, he's moving towards taking over Twitter.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's report card reveals many U.S. students aren't making the grade. The National Assessment of Education Progress found that math scores for both 4th and 8th graders declined by record levels. Reading scores also fell, with much of the decline attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic. Two alleged Chinese spies are accused of interfering with a probe into a telecommunications giant. Attorney General Merrick Garland outlined some of the details in the case.
The defendants believed that they had recruited the U.S. employee as an asset. But in fact, the individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
CNN is reporting the company is Huawei. The spies are accused of asking for numerous things, including witnesses and possible charges Huawei could face. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're open and you can join us. 603-283-6160. If whatever is on your mind here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. We're talking about psychopaths, people who don't have empathy. And they're apparently born that way. But what's the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath? It seems like we always come to this question, because a lot of times they're used interchangeably. And if you want to weigh into the discussion, you can. What brought this up was the question of Elon Musk. Is he a psychopath? We talked about how CEOs tend to score or whatever, be more psychopathic, to have those tendencies than a lot of other job types in the world. CEOs tend to. Kanye West is a CEO, right? He's the CEO of whatever company. Do you know what it's called? Yeezy Industries or something like that, Bonnie? I know that you follow some of what Kanye West does.
I mean, he has his own fashion line.
Hold on. So he's Ye, but yes. The company isn't Yeezy?
No, it's Yeezy because, like, rappers, they make their names, like, Lil Wayne is Wheezy. There's other ones that are whatever Easy. His name is Ye, so his Easy nickname is Yeezy. I don't know why it is.
Doesn't make any sense, Bonnie.
I don't know why it is. It's just a thing that rappers do.
It should be Ye Easy at most, right? I mean, it works.
But they just take one letter and make it Easy.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
Gotcha. It's just a coincidence
It
has a Y-E in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
And why wasn't Keezy this whole time? I don't know, because he was Kanye the whole time that he was Yeezy. It I don't really know, okay?
I'm getting kind of a headache.
I did find the clip here that I was referring to earlier with Piers Morgan interviewing Kanye West. This apparently is a lengthy interview. When I was looking for it, I found what is apparently like an hour plus long, like an hour and 40 minute long
interview. It's really fascinating. I'm looking forward to going home tonight and, you know, watching this because it's... Kanye West, I think he's probably an idiot. He's a successful businessman, certainly. A terrible musician, from what I can gather. But
Kanye West is a god, and he's a genius. And I don't think he's
a bad musician. He had to crowdfund his last album, and now can't afford to produce another.
That's because his stupid publicity stuff is just so bad. Like, all of his music is so good. All of his music that's come out, even the ones that nobody wants to listen to, are good.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I'm more on Aria's side on this one. I mean, I like
Like, what songs do you even know by him?
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger is an amazing song. It's not even one of his best.
It was a catchy one. It's certainly not amazing, but it was certainly catchy. It did its job, right? It did what the song was supposed to do. But I'll give it to you. He's a failed musician. It would be
a
more.
How can you say that? He's a tremendously successful.
He's a failed musician. He's a successful business person, all these other things, but the hallmark of a successful musician is being able to sell enough music that you can produce more music.
I don't know. I think that you can be a one-hit wonder and then quit, and if your song was good, you're not a failed musician.
Wait a minute. Doesn't he still sell out stadiums?
Yeah.
Like, aren't there a huge number of people who will go to see this man, quote-unquote, perform?
Yeah, I don't think that there's ever going to be enough people that just hate him.
I mean, that's
when was the last time he performed? Because the last I heard about him doing anything, he was hanging out with Marilyn Manson and devoting his life to Jesus or whatever.
So it was around that time that, like, I only followed his antics, really. I don't know a whole lot about his musically. Bonnie has played some of it for me, and it doesn't do much for me. But I was watching some of the things that he was, the antics. He, in his last album, I don't know if it was the crowdfunded one, but a recent album within the last couple of years that he released, he had listening parties where he wouldn't even perform the album. He would just walk around on like a field of a stadium and they would just play the album. And he was selling tickets to this. Like, it looked like a well-attended event. People were paying money to watch this man stalk around as he just listened to his own album.
That's why I like Kanye West, and that's why I want to watch this interview. Right?
Because he's
like,
entertaining.
He is.
He is entertaining.
He's like Donald Trump and Elon Musk. He's one of those characters who just does silly things, and I love watching it.
Trump should have him as his VP.
And the thing is,
2024.
I looked it up because I thought this was true, but I wasn't sure. And the last time he officially toured was St. Pablo in 2016.
Wow. Okay.
And other than that, that's he just does like random, like, I feel like performing, and then he sells out whatever stadium he's at. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's an indicator that you do have, like, whether or not we would agree with his musical talents or care for it. I mean, as a musician, he can fill a stadium. So I mean, there's definitely something there, right? Like,
and also his Sunday services. Like, people want to go to Sunday services. I don't know if they have to pay, but
is this where he leads a church or what?
Yeah, and then he has like a you know, worship group. So it's kind of like a big party, at least at the worship part.
Is Marilyn Manson there?
I don't know. I don't know if he's ever been.
I'm not going to say that him just saying, hey, look, I want to fill up a stadium. I'm going to do a performance that's necessarily very impressive, right? Blink-182 is currently doing a reunion tour, and their tickets are selling out. It's $1,500 for tickets and things like that. But before they broke up, Blink-182, and they would not have filled a stadium. They probably wouldn't have gotten 5,000 people into a stadium to watch them perform. But now, you know, they haven't performed in 10 or 15 years or whatever. It's this, oh, guys, we're going to tour, and they're selling out stadiums and stuff.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, exactly. Kanye's never stopped selling out stadiums.
He hasn't done a regular tour in 6 years.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that it's not like he was failing back then.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take it away from somebody, right? Like, I mean, if you've had success, then if you kind of peter out over time, I don't know if that's a failed musician. You're just not popular anymore, right? Like that's
well, what about MC Hammer, right? He was he's the classic. Not
he
MC
spent all
Hammer.
His money. That's
I
the problem.
Did,
with
well,
MC
I guess
Hammer.
I did mean MC Hammer, but the one I was actually thinking of was Vanilla Ice, the one hit wonder who failed as a musician, made a tremendously popular song,
yeah,
but blew all his money and didn't have anything else. Well, mm-hmm. I guess he more failed as a business person than as a musician mm-hmm. because he made a bunch of silly decisions with his money, like MC Hammer did.
But there's something to be said about songs being famous because they're funny and being actually, like, good. Like, I don't think most people would just listen to that song if it was a serious...
What, Vanilla Ice?
What, his Ice Ice Baby song?
Yeah, that's one
it's
of them.
Just silly and dumb. It's not, and like, and Baby Got Back,
popular.
Is that him?
People
no,
didn't think
Sir
it was
Mix-a.
Dumb back
oh,
in
yeah.
the early 90s, though, or
no,
whenever
was
it was.
He was.
But did they think it was serious and they were taking it seriously? I thought it was like a joke.
No, it was a real, like, rap song. Like, he was a real serious white rapper. Before Eminem, there was Ice, you know, Vanilla Ice. I'm going to give this clip here from Kanye West being interviewed by Piers Morgan.
I need to go on if I say to specify the business people that have raped my people that just so happen to be Jewish.
I think he's got a huge smile on his face. He's having a blast with this interview.
By doing what you've just done, I find that I'm not even Jewish and I find that offensive. Why do you keep
Why?
Having
he just
to do
said
that?
The word Jewish? I don't get I think he's just making a point that you can't even say the word Jewish without people being like, you're racist. Like, Kanye West is just trying to point some things out that maybe he's right on, maybe he's wrong on. But is he really being racist by saying that
he's going to address that coming
he
up.
He basically just said, the Jews raped my people. And I understand why that could be considered offensive.
But
I'm not
going
to say he didn't just say people are Jewish.
He doesn't mean physically raped. What he's trying to say is that this is what I have gathered from what I have seen. I haven't, like, extensively researched this because I just think it's a little dumb. But basically what he's saying is that there are people that profit off of, like, black people's talents, and then they're the ones making all the money, like all the record label people, and they're all Jewish. And that's what he means.
All Jewish, but yes, he's suggesting that a very large portion.
But what he literally said was, you know, these people are out there raping my people, and they just happen to be Jewish.
He's for a long time talked about how record label people have, like, you know, I don't want to say rapes. It's just, you know, he's basically used that language about record label people using artists for a very long time. He's always talked about, like, he wants his own masters, and that's why he made his own record label and things like that. Because, I mean, a lot of stuff that happens to musicians is kind of unfair and crazy.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's always been the case with music. Going all the way back to, like, Pete Floyd and, you know, Have a Cigar.
It's dealing with
always
the devil.
Been the music industry.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. I'll play the rest of the clip where Piers Morgan is trying to push Kanye West into basically admitting that he was saying something racist. And there's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We started out talking about Elon Musk potentially being a psychopath. And that led to a discussion about Kanye West,
who's way more entertaining. I mean, Elon Musk is entertaining, but man, Kanye West, he's Donald Trump plus Joe Biden. Like, rolling into one package.
He's more with it, though, than Joe Biden. I mean, he's, I gotta give him credit.
We just heard him say, I'm God's iPhone or whatever. I don't know how much more with it he really is.
He's making an analogy. We don't have that clip to play, Aria, but it's a lengthy interview. We're playing the clip during the break where apparently he walks out during his interview with Piers Morgan, only to come back 5 minutes later after he probably went out and blazed up. And then continued the interview, and then he gets really deep about the freedom to speak and have challenging song lyrics, and I really liked a lot of what he was saying in that case. But want to play more of this clip? But first, we do have Chuck on the line. He's in Washington. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the two things that Elon Musk and Ye have in common is that I'm probably going to have to look for ways to get compensated for talking about him on talk radio. But we're going to talk about Ye now. I keep wanting to say Kanye West. That's the incorrect name that he wants to go by.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're looking at we're all getting scammed here. I think that we're looking at kind of a thing that Joaquin Phoenix did back in 2006 or whatever, when he went on David Letterman and he acted all weird and everything, and he said he was quitting acting and to go into rap music, and then they ended up making this movie called I'm Still Here, which kind of did okay, I guess. But that's what we're doing. I think that's what we're looking at when we're looking at Kanye West here. He is a Donald Trump. I agree with several points of what y'all were saying. When I listen to him too much, my head hurts, just like Donald Trump. I got to turn it off at some point.
I agree.
Seriously.
I got agree with everything you're saying. Like, I love Kanye's music. I like him a lot and want him to succeed and stuff like that. But when he went on Joe Rogan, I tried to listen to that while I was driving. I just had to turn it off because it was just, like, a bunch of
You need an eye patch.
Jumble.
Can you explain? Because I haven't heard him on Joe Rogan.
Him talking is like, I'm on one subject, then suddenly I'm on another subject, but it's hard to even tell that I went to a different subject because all I'm doing is using analogies the entire time. Mm. And that's why I'm just, I also agree about what you said about like the Joaquin Phoenix thing. Lots of celebrities do this where they just make a big, it's just kind of like he has nothing to lose. He's looking for more entertainment. Right. He's the richest black person in the world. He's just looking for a new thing to do, or maybe it's in America. I don't know. He's so rich, and he has nothing to really entertain himself with. The things that entertain him, we probably couldn't even imagine because he's just bored of everything else. But, you know, I think that he's just always looking for a new way to do crazy things.
He's trolling.
What I was going to suggest. I think we're getting a pretty good sense for what does entertain him here, and it's, you know, saying and doing stuff like that, doing these interviews. As you pointed out, I haven't seen the video, but as he's getting interviewed by Piers Morgan, he's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
He's enjoying himself.
He's got a big smile on his face.
This is what he's doing for fun. Yeah. Whether he's sincere or not is sort of irrelevant.
He's made all the music, and now he's just trolling people with all the money.
And he can be sincere while trolling to have fun.
That's true. And he made a good point in this interview. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was just going to say, within about 18 months, we're going to have our answer. You know, we'll have our answer if there's going to be this whole thing is what he's doing right now. There's going to be a bigger project that's going to be, okay. What a genius.
He's playing 4D chess.
Yeah, there could be a payoff. There's something that he's going to release or something coming up that he's stirring up controversy
for. Like, one thing people always bring up about Kanye, and I always just, like, I use it as a litmus test to see what the person thinks like. People always bring up, did you know that Kanye West came out with this song where all he says is, shoop de poop poop poop? Well, yeah, he did. Because he was making a point that he could make millions of dollars. Like, he could put anything out. He could put that song out, and that album still, you know, went, I don't know how well it did, but it did really well. And the rest of the album is amazing. That song's not even that bad.
He's not the only musician who's done this, either. Mm-hmm. Countless musicians. I don't know about countless, but I could think of a few off the top of my head the name of these songs I can't say on radio, but they've just made nonsensical, silly songs that are trash, and they're meant to be trash.
Zero effort.
The Beatles did it with I Am the Walrus. They made a point to say, like, that it didn't mean anything because of the fact that everybody was trying to, what's this mean? What does this mean? They made I Am the Walrus to mean absolutely nothing.
The song Suicide is Painless is tremendously successful, well-known. Everyone loves that song. This is brilliant.
It was on MASH.
Yeah, it was written by a 13-year-old who was trying to write the dumbest lyrics possible. That's the history of the song.
Wow.
I don't even think he was 13. He may have been younger than that, but his goal was to set out to write the dumbest lyrics possible. And people love it.
Major
it's a
hit.
Huge hit song.
Chuck, anything else you want to share about Ye? Did we lose Chuck? Chuck going once. Chuck going twice. We lost Chuck. All right, well, thanks for the call, man. Do appreciate your thoughts. Let's continue here. So this is Piers Morgan talking to Kanye West, or Ye, and talking about the statements that he made that has set off this firestorm of controversy about DEFCON 3 for the Jews was what he said that got him restricted on Twitter. I don't know if he's come back to Twitter. Since then, it's announced that he's buying the Parler platform. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did. I received an email because I created a Parler account in the day. So, yeah, I received an email saying, hey, look, we're selling. I want to thank that caller, and I want to apologize. He's right. Ye prefers to go by Ye now. He has changed his name. I got to stop calling him Kanye. So good on the caller for pointing that out.
It's hard to get him to have it, you know?
Yeah, I completely forgot that even happened because it happened, like, I don't know, last year.
Him changing his name?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go on here with Piers Morgan.
Raped my people that just so happened to be Jewish.
I think by doing what you've just done, I find that I'm not even Jewish and I find that offensive. Why do you keep having to do that? I don't think get it at all.
I don't think
you understand the offense you're causing when you keep using their religious background, their ethnicity, as a stick. Well, and say you're going DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people. That is as racist as anything you say you've been through and any pain that you've experienced. It's the same thing. Racism is racism. And you know
I
that.
Can't handle the white dude schooling the black dude on racism.
Well, it's almost over. Kanye has a response.
Racism is racism. And you know that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, obviously, that's why I said it.
Okay. I mean, kudos, man. I appreciate self-awareness.
Just comes right out, yeah. Right? So, anyway, apparently, according to Piers Morgan and another clip, that he does apologize at some point during this interview, but I'm not sure under what the circumstances or how he phrases it. But
it sounds like it would have been phrased very loosely. I mean, we heard him talk about contracts off the air while we were listening further to the interview, and he, under what context would he apologize was the framing of the question, and he was like, look, if we had this extremely unlikely set of circumstances followed by this never going to happen set of circumstances, and we did all of this publicly on the internet live with the world's top lawyers, then I would apologize.
Yeah, he wanted to audit, I think, record contracts. Wasn't that what he was saying?
And football and NBA contracts. I don't. He didn't say why.
Never. Well, Piers Morgan wasn't letting him get to why.
I think he wants people to know how these artists are getting screwed. I think he's trying to stand up for that, you know, the artist side of the creative publishing process, where the record companies are, as you said, they're notorious for quote-unquote abusive behavior towards these artists. They have something, at least in the past, right? Record companies aren't what they used to be, right? Because you can now publish, you can self-publish on the internet in a way that was never possible 30 years ago.
But still, you're like, unless you're signed by a record label, you're not getting played on the radio. You can only go so far.
It's Spotify is what matters now, though, way more than radio, as I understand it.
The old ways are changing, Bonnie, but the record companies still have an incumbency. They still have. They're probably not selling jack for CDs anymore.
A lot of bands don't even do CDs anymore.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they weren't.
They just release singles. Here's a new single every 3 months or whatever.
On what? Apple Music or something like that?
Usually Spotify, Apple Music, that sort of thing.
And you have to pay for it?
You pay a subscription fee. They also have ad-supported models.
Mm-hmm. Radio and movies and stuff like that are still a big thing about how popular a thing can get. Like in 2016 when Kanye was on tour for St. Pablo and he went off in the middle of his concert, he stopped playing music and he went off about the record labels. He was saying, radio lied to you. Beyonce is not as popular as as they make her seem. Because if somebody's pushed everywhere, if everybody's hearing that everybody else is listening to this person, then like they get an advantage. It's not like a natural, oh, Beyonce just happens to be the best artist, and that's why everyone listens to her. It's like if you're getting pushed by movies, radio, everything.
That's why people sign up for these labels, because they feel like it gives them an advantage. But the backside of it is they get screwed in the contracts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.